So here at the 2015 World Pork Expo, and we just wrapped up BI's media dinner here in Des Moines, Iowa, and Dr. Jessica C. just got done presenting to us kind of some strategies and tools to manage ileitis. So Jessica, tell me a little bit about what you do for BI.
So I am the technical manager for enterics and oral vaccines at Boehringer Ingelheim.
They started off the presentation this evening talking about the percentage of farms across the country that are affected by this disease. I think it was 96% of farms are impacted, and on those farms, 60% of the hogs are. So tell me a little bit about the disease itself.
So Lasonia, based on Iowa State's Veterinary Diagnostic Lab and also the USDA, is the number one grow finish enteric pathogen. It's a bacteria, gram-negative. It prefers to be intracellular, meaning that you will find it in the epithelial cells. It is ubiquitous, so it can be found worldwide. It can affect primates and horses, also rodents, in addition to the pig being the main host. It is the main factors is it can be a subclinical or a clinical disease presentation. It will present in two forms. One could be more of a scour, loose stool, and the other will be more of a hemorrhagic stool.
So you talked about the clinical and subclinical variations of this disease. On farm, what should the farmers be looking for, and how often should they be bringing in a vet to test for this disease?
So they should always be working with their veterinarians to create a monitoring program for their herd to determine what the current status is of Lasonia in their growing pigs. Clinical, it's easy to find. Those pigs will be stunted in growth. They just won't perform the same. And like I mentioned, they'll have a severe loose scour. The subclinical is the part that's underestimated. We don't find those pigs easily because they have no clinical picture. But they are still affected, and so their performance will be decreased. So you'll get an decrease in average daily gain. You'll have an increase in your feed conversion. And so it's still affecting economically the producer and the veterinarian. So I would say work with your veterinarian. You can go and do testing using BI's new qPCR to get a quantification of the number of bacteria that are present and the severity of the disease in your herd. And then also combining that with maybe some serology and developing a monitoring program will really help determine and pinpoint how we can implement the enterocell ileitis vaccine into your herd and give you better immunity protection.
Well, you kind of halfway answered my next question is, you know, we have the modified live versus kill vaccines, and through your research with BI, we know that vaccines are the key, but they're not equal. And so tell me a little difference between the two.
Okay, so for enteric pathogens, the best way to approach those are to use more of a oral approach. And so the modified live vaccine will be present in the gut where the normal infection would take place. And so we're going to elicit a local immune response, but we're also going to have that cell mediated response. So you'll get that long-term coverage, hopefully to market is what we're going for the pigs. So the modified live vaccine mimics what a natural infection would. Now, with a killed vaccine, it's just going to be a different immune response and a different approach. But for enterics, the most important thing is to kind of use the same approach, which is the modified live vaccine will get you there.
Prevention is the approach that through studies and research have shown that that's going to be the best case scenario. When should these hogs be vaccinated?
So we recommend, 8 weeks of age or older for vaccination. Definitely, you know, once you can figure out the status of your herd, you can better pinpoint when to place the vaccine, what would provide the most benefit for your herd.
Well, I believe you mentioned earlier that the qPCR is the industry's first health management tool for this disease. So tell me a little bit about the results that you are seeing and how consumers can get involved in the testing process.
So we're very excited about this. QPCR, the Health Management Center in Ames, Iowa, did an excellent job in developing this. It's going to be the industry's first commercial available QPCR test for Lasonia. Again, as I mentioned, your normal PCR is more qualitative, so it just lets you know that the disease is present or not. This will actually quantify and give you more of what the severity is of what's happening in your herd for Lasonia. So this is just a great and a new way to approach the disease itself in the industry, because now we can put a value to what we're losing in the subclinical pigs. Also, it will help with monitoring programs being put in place. And again, all of that leads to overall improvement in health. And then for the producer, that also means that we're not doing as many necropsies. We can go in and do more of the antimortem testing, which is the fecal QPCR or serology.
So, Jessica, tell me a little bit about where producers can get a hold of HMC and how they can get their herds tested.
So in order to have your herds tested using the QPCR, right now currently it's only available at the Health Management Center, so working alongside your veterinarian and a BI field veterinarian, we can definitely get your samples into the lab and test it. The cost of the test is the same as the qualitative PCR, and the turnaround time is 24 hours to 3 days depending on when the samples come in.
Great. Well, thank you, Dr. Seat. Once again, talking with Dr. Jessica Seat here at BI's Media Dinner at the 2015 World Pork Expo. I'm Jamie Johansson.